You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep.
Woods has to go get his hamstring worked on because he's trying to prepare to run a triathlon leg in 10 days' time. And suddenly he's pulling up lame. Jeez, Woods, when you're a senior citizen, you gotta control how hard you train, don't you?
Well, it's so very true, and it would appear that I bit off a little more than I can chew, but I'll be ready on race day, Greger. I won't disappoint you, I promise.
Okay, great. Now, we're going to talk about muscle cramps today because it seems that it's much more popular than – well, popular is probably the wrong term, but much more common than I think.
Absolutely it is. So a muscle cramp, Greger, can happen just with about any type of physical activity. And it's a sudden sort of involuntary painful contraction of muscle. And the symptoms typically ease off within a few minutes. And it's usually accompanied by some sort of detectable knotting in the muscle tissue. And generally it occurs in the muscle site directly involved with like the exercise task. So for example, you know, like the running leg you talk about that I'm going to do for the triathlon. So a runner might get a cramp in the calf or the hamstring because of the high amount of joint movement in the knee or the ankle. So the terminology, like if you were going to see your doctor about this and they were going to make a diagnosis, they would call it exercise-associated muscle cramps or an exercise-induced muscle cramp. And it's a little bit different from the type that you get in your sleep. Have you ever had that, Greger, where you're sleeping at night, your calf or your arch of your foot, like it's really tight? And it could be for all the same reasons, quite frankly, that, you know, just because you might be a little undertrained or something like that. But the thing with the cramps during exercise is that it's so frustrating because once it starts during like physical activity, it's sometimes hard to overcome where you can't finish off your event.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, thankfully, I've never had the cramping. I know people have it at night. And so the thing about that is when it cramps at night, you're not even doing anything. So do they even know yet what causes cramping?
Well, here's something that's kind of interesting about that. There seems to be some research being done on like the emotional state of the individual. So if you're an individual who, you know, suffers a little bit from performance anxiety, or you're just a person that gets easily worked up or worries a lot, for example, that might have some bearing because maybe your sleep pattern's not really strong. You don't fall into good REM sleep, and maybe you're just clenching or grinding your teeth or something like that, but maybe you're putting some tension on some muscular systems and you're not even aware of it or conscious. So that might be the difference with that particular scenario. But as far as like what causes muscle cramps, the perceived causes are not completely conclusive, but here's some of the common theories. Either poor flexibility, poor physical condition. So if somebody's not in great physical condition, the muscles don't tolerate or generate force very effectively. And when you put them under stress, you start to cramp up or they get strained. Or poor diet. If you're not eating really well, that could play a huge role in how effective your muscles perform. Overexertion in high heat where the humidity is really high. So your sweat rate is up as a result, and maybe you're dehydrating a little bit. So all of these things can be contributing factors. But interestingly, over the course of the recent years, most sports scientists now agree that the primary cause might be an altered neuromuscular function. And all that means, Greger, is like the physiological process involving the nerve signal from the brain to the muscle. That signaling can sometimes be interrupted just because of all of these other factors. But your brain sending that message to working muscles might have a greater influence. So that's what they're sort of studying right now, and it seems to be a bigger deal than we once thought, that's all.
So you can think your way into cramps? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying that if you are the type of person, again, that sort of suffers from performance anxiety before you're competing in an event, like some athletes sort of go into competition and they just handle the stress a little bit better. If you're one of those people that don't handle and tolerate that stress very well, and you're a little bit wound up, that might have some bearing on it. And just how effective we are, too, in terms of neuromuscular function. And all I mean by that is that if you can react really quickly, if you can send a message from your brain to your working muscles, if you practice to be really efficient that way, in terms of like muscle response, you'll probably be better off than the person who doesn't train that well, or that way rather. So now let me give you an example of that. So let's say that you're somebody who just like you do your runs, for example, you're a runner, but you don't practice maybe agility drills, or you don't practice any speed work, or maybe you don't do any sort of like jump training or anything like that. That may sort of inhibit your neuromuscular efficiency. You may not be as fast as the athlete who does train like that, and it may have some bearing on you cramping up because you just can't get a message to your muscles to be fast enough to accommodate the stress.
Okay. So you end up pushing yourself harder than your body's capable of doing it. So that's obviously one way to minimize the risk. Anything else you recommend? Because we've got a lot of people texting in saying, man, I consistently have cramps. So what are some things to do to try to avoid or limit the amount of cramping?
Okay. So, and again, I just want to be really clear. This is a pretty complex. It's a multifaceted thing to recognize why we cramp. But I'd say there's three key points to recognize here. Nutritional fuel, the way that you eat is probably pretty important. We could do a whole segment on this alone, but a balanced diet approach is probably a good start. And, you know, always practice your specific fueling strategy, you know, for your training for a particular sporting event during your training. Don't try to sort of incorporate some sort of new intake of fuel, like on race day, for example. You should be consistent with a particular pattern so you don't have an upset stomach, that sort of thing. And ingesting like the right amount of carbohydrates is kind of key to athletic performance, Gregor. So why this is so important is that it helps to replenish that glycogen back into muscle cell, which helps you to perform any sort of physical task. If you're not taking in enough carbohydrate, you're not consequently going to have enough carbohydrate in muscle cell, and you could start to break down and cramp as a result. The next thing, hydration. Commonly believed dehydration leads to poor performance, which is true depending on the duration and the intensity of the event. We know now that, you know, for events that are 60 minutes or lower and more moderate in terms of intensity, you could probably get away with water, the electrolyte or sport drink, probably not necessary. It wouldn't hurt, but the evidence is just not supportive enough where you're going to be that much better. But the one thing that the sport drinks are good for, obviously for, you know, activities lasting longer than 60 minutes, water will not replace the electrolytes, like the potassium, magnesium, and the calcium, and the sodium in your blood. So that's why the sport drinks are important for those longer-lasting, more intense activities, which theoretically should help with any sort of cramping issues. But an interesting note, the recent research kind of suggests, again, low amounts of all these blood minerals I just talked about, it really doesn't affect like the cramping issue as much as we thought. I mean, obviously, if you're going for a really long time and all those minerals get really low, it certainly could. But again, it seems to be like this neuromuscular functioning is probably a bigger deal. So, and the last thing that's probably really important is just conditioning in general. Cramps are less likely in more well-trained athletes. That's just a fact. Cramps are more common during competition for regular guys like you and I, because we tend to go out and push a whole lot harder when we enter into an event. And that strain and stress on muscle tissue, again, is going to force us to cramp because we're working harder than we normally do. The other thing that's kind of important, again, is just because of the neuromuscular reaction playing a larger role in this cramping idea, you know, I talked about training your neuromuscular system. So staying away probably from unstable surface training, like doing work off stability balls or doing strength exercises off sponge pads, that sort of thing, it probably slows the or impairs the stretch shortening cycle response. So that makes us slower and less reactive. And that's, we don't want that to happen when we're participating in sports. So one really good thing, like if you're doing plyometric or what we call jump training, that really improves neuromuscular reaction training, or timing rather. So it makes us quicker and makes us faster, which is exactly what we want to do for most sports. So that might be really important for people to kind of consider doing that type of training when they're going to converge on any athletic pursuit. But I would highly recommend that you get together with somebody who has a performance sport background, because with the jumping, you have to do some prerequisite strength training first, so that you can accommodate the stress of plyometric or jump training.
Jeff, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it. Go out there, stretch your hamstring, be ready for next, was it Saturday or Sunday we're racing?
I think we're going to race on Saturday the 29th. I won't let you down, Gregor. I'll be there, buddy, 100%.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, but I'm just curious, like, do I have to run in the seniors category too, or how does that work?
You know what? Whether you like it, you're going to be guilty by association. You'll be in line with me. Getting the 2-for-1 deal.
Oh, I'm just going to line up behind you. That'll be awesome. Just get your discount card and we can go to Denny's after or something. It'll be great.
You're my pal. I'll take you. You're in.
Thanks, man.